The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Genesis chapter 8 verse 22 and Psalm 105. Genesis 8 22. Genesis chapter 8 verse 22 and then Psalm 105. Today we are looking at it from verse 16 to 20. Instead of the usual 19, we add in one verse to read, verse 20. So I read Genesis chapter 8 verse 22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Amen. Then we move to Psalm 105, verse 16 to 20. Moreover, he called for a famine upon the land. He broke the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant. Verse 18. Whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron. Verse 19. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. The word of the Lord tried him. And then verse 20. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. Brethren, the time of freedom is coming, and that is the time of harvest. Bible says, until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. For Monday, we have been looking at Joseph in the land of Egypt. We have been looking at Joseph in Potiphar's house and Joseph being set up by Potiphar's wife. They want to look at Joseph in prison. Joseph in prison. Bible says that God showed him mercy even in prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy. Even in prison, the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy. Remember, if God blessed Joseph in the pit, if God blessed Joseph the slave, we are not to be surprised to see him bless Joseph in prison. Hallelujah. If the Lord blessed Joseph in the pit, if the Lord blessed Joseph as a slave, then do not be surprised that the Lord will still bless Joseph, even in prison. None of these terrible circumstances derailed God's plan for Joseph's life. None of these terrible circumstances derailed God's plan for Joseph's life. I told you on Monday that Joseph was in pain. Brethren, I know you are in pain. For some things that you have gone through, you are still in pain. But that pain cannot derail God's plans for your life. That pain cannot derail God's plan for your life. Brethren, let's note one thing. Every day when we wake up, our attitude either draws us closer to the harvest or draws us far away from the harvest. Two things. When we wake up every day, our attitude for the day either draws us closer to our harvest or it draws us far away from the harvest. Bible says this is the day the Lord has made. Therefore, if we wake up and we bring yesterday into today, we are saying that the Lord did not make a new day, but the Lord is still continuing with yesterday. God has made a new day. God has visited us with a new day. God has visited you and me with a new day. Can you decide to walk in a new day? Can you decide to walk in a new day so that you draw closer to your harvest? Or you decide to walk in yesterday so that you'll be far from your harvest? Yesterday may not have been good, but today is another day. Today is another day. Tell yourself, today is another day. Yesterday may not have been good. Yesterday may not have been the best, but today is another day. Today is another day. Let us start the day right. Today is another day. Today is another day. Today is another day. Today is another day. Yes, today is another day. Today is another day. Another day of joy. Yes, today is another day of joy. So scripture tells us something. In Genesis chapter 40, verse 7, when Joseph was in prison. Genesis chapter 40, verse 7, when Joseph was in prison. He says, let me start from verse 6. And Joseph came in unto them in the morning, and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. And Joseph came in unto them in the morning, and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his lord's house, saying, wherefore look ye so sadly today? Wherefore look ye so sadly today? Wherefore look ye so sadly today? What is happening here? What is happening here? What is happening here? Joseph asks his fellow prisoners, why are your faces downcast today? Why are you looking sad today? Look at the things Joseph has gone through, from the pit to Potiphar's house and being thrown into the inner dungeon. Joseph could have felt everything wrong about him. For Joseph to think that because of all the wrong done against him, everything should resolve around his own failings and hurts. Because of the wrongs done against him, everything should revolve around his own failings and hurts. Some of us, because of the things we have gone through, everything is only about us. It is not about anybody. It is only about us. But instead, in chapter 40, verse 7, instead, Joseph cared that the butler and the baker look so sad one day. Have you turned around to look around yourself? To check on the person next to you? Have you bothered to check on the person next to you? You always bow down your head as if the whole world is against you because of what you have gone through. Brethren, we have to lift ourselves out of that situation and be able to turn and smile to somebody. Be able to turn and check on somebody. Joseph was able to check on his brethren, his fellow prisoners. When he came, they were sad. Therefore, he checked on them. Ask yourself, what if Daniel had grown discouraged and left the river bank of prayer on the 20th day? God came to him on the 21st. What if Rebecca had stayed home that day instead of going to the well of water for the family? He would never have met Isaac's servant. God will not give warning ahead of the time of the date of his visitation. God will never give you a warning ahead of the time of the day of visitation. Therefore, each day requires a time by the banks of the river. That is why today we are here. God does not give you a date ahead for him to tell you that your visitation is on this and this date. Therefore, it is only on that day that you wear white. It is only on that day that you prepare. But if you can treat every day that every day will bring me closer to his visitation, you will enter into his visitation. Joseph treated that day as that. He forgot that he was a prisoner and rather attended to somebody. He forgot that he was a prisoner and rather attended to somebody. And what did that thing yield for him? What did that thing bring to him? In Genesis chapter 40, verse 15. No, chapter 40, verse 14. What did that thing bring to him? Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily. Because of that good deed, God is going to send somebody to bring you out. Because of that good deed, because you forgot about yourself for a moment and turned to be good to somebody, God will bring you out. God will bring you out. Joseph did not have time to dress, because Bible says, then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily. They brought him hastily. They brought him hastily. They brought him hastily. Bible said in Psalm 105 verse 20, the king sent and loosed him. The king sent and loosed him. They brought him out hastily. This morning, somebody will come out hastily, because you will turn out. You will turn from the place you were. You will turn from the situation. You will not let the situation dampen your spirit. This morning, looking at it from Joseph's life, he was a prisoner, but he cared for somebody. He refocused his life. He kept his dream alive. He opened up. He did not close up. One of the prayers we pray this morning, that Father, from this morning, I open up. I open up. I will no more close up. Even a snail, when it crawls, it comes out. Even a snail, when it crawls, it comes out. How many years will you behave the same way? It is time you come out. It is time you open up. Enough of the close-up. Open up. Look at verse 15 of chapter 40. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream. I have dreamed a dream. Joseph was in pain, but he left his pain to attend to somebody. He left his pain to somebody and attended to somebody. This morning, we will pray that you will leave your pain and attend to somebody. When we began, I told you that every day, our attitude for the day brings us closer to our harvest than or takes us away from our harvest. We saw that because of these things that Joseph did even in prison, he did not die before his harvest. He did not die before his harvest. He saw his harvest. He saw his harvest. He entered into his harvest and he enjoyed the harvest. We are praying and we will pray that you will see your harvest. You will see your harvest. You will see your harvest. You will live to see your harvest. You will see your harvest. You will enter into your harvest and you will enjoy your harvest. Bless the name of the Lord for this word. Bless the name of the Lord for this word. Open your mouth and bless the name of the Lord for this word.
For this word, Lord. Thank you for this word, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Boria Bashandala Baba, Kabatala Baba, O Kandala Baba, Nikitere Baba. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the power of your word. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. For the respect. Thank you for the impact of your word, Lord.
Sure. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. We want to take our first prayer. Say, Father, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, from this morning, I open up. I open up. No more close up. I open up. No more closing up. I open up. I open up. I open up. Somebody begin to declare to yourself. I open up. I open up. This morning, Holy Ghost, I open up. Holy Ghost, open me up. Open me up. Open me up. Oh, open me up. Help me to open up. Help me to open up. This morning, Holy Ghost, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me to open up. Help me to open up. Help me to open up. I open up. I open up. I open up. Oh, no more close up. Oh, no more close up. No more closing up. Oh, from this morning, I open up. I open up. I open up. Yes, yes. In this time of pain, I still open up. I open up. Oh, God, help me to open up. Open up. Help me to open up. Help me to open up. Oh, Karabama Sondoro Baba. Help me to open up.
Help me to open up.
Help me to open up. Help me to open up. Baba baba shada la baba. Nebele kete la baba kabo. Help me to open up. Rebe bakata la baba. Likabado shada la baba. Makada bada kata la baba. Uruko toma sanda la baba. Mekada baba baba. Yeta la baba baba. Yanta la baba baba. Akabado shada la baba. Rebele baba masondoro kata. Help me, help me, help me, help me, help me, Lord. Help me to open up, help me to open up. I open up, I open up, I open up. Oh, I am tired of closing up. I am tired of closing up. Oh, Lord. Lord, I open up, I open up, I open up, I open up. Holy Ghost, open up my life once again. Open me up, open me up, open up, open up, open up. Open up, open up, open up, open up, open up, open up. Oh, Kado Shede Mahanta La Baba, Makada Baba Baba, Redele Baba, Bakada Baba Baba Baba, Reketele Baba, Kada Baba Baba Baba. Rokoto masondoro baba, yekara baba baba, yatada baba, yakara baba baba, masondoro bobo, ayatada baba, yekado shadara baba, nebele mama mama, yakatada baba, makata masondoro baba, bayatala baba, akatala baba.
Father, help me to open up, O Lord. Open up, O God. In every situation, in every circumstance, O Lord. Help me to open up, O Lord. Help me to open up. Father, help me to open up, O Lord. Yes, O God. Yes, O Lord.
No more. No more closing up. No more closing up. No more closing up. No more closing up. Oh, Makada Baba. This morning, I open up, I open up. I open up, I open up. I open up, I open up. I open up. Oh, Karaba Mashodora Baba. Le Makabra Shadara Baba. Le Baba 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 Kato Shadara Baba. Me Soda Barakata. Le Mama Sandara Baba. E Kabo Shadara Baba. Raba baba 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 baba, masanda la bala baba, makota bala baba, makabado shada baba, makada bala baba, barakata la baba. In Jesus' name,
amen.
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 We are moving to our next prayer, but I want to draw your attention to something. Genesis chapter 40. Verse 6, verse 7, and verse 8. And Joseph came in unto them in the morning and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his lord's house, saying, wherefore look ye so sadly today? Now listen carefully to verse 8. And they said unto him, we have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it. And Joseph said unto them, do not interpretations belong to God? Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me them, I pray you. Do not interpretations belong to God? Joseph did not allow his situation to take God away from him. Joseph did not allow his situation to take God away from him. Some of us have stopped worshiping God. Others come to church. We are sitting at church, or we are sitting in church, but we are just there. Because if we do not come, somebody will ask of us. Our situations have taken us away from God. But this morning we want to pray. Joseph said, do not interpretations belong to God? Every time Joseph was mentioning God, in the thick and thin of that situation, he was still mentioning God. We are going to pray. I will not allow my situation to take God away from me. Yes. I will not allow my situation to take God from me. I will not allow my situation. Somebody lift up your voice and pray. I will not allow, I will not allow my situation to take away God from me, to take away my God. I will not allow my situation. I will not allow my situation to take away my God, to take away my God. My situation, you cannot take away my God. My situation, you cannot take away my God. My situation, you cannot take away my God. You cannot take away my God. My situation, you cannot take away my God.
You cannot take away my God.
Oh, you cannot take away my God. My situation, you cannot take away my God. My situation, you cannot take away my God. I will not allow my situation to take away my God. My situation, you cannot take me from my God. You cannot take me away from my God. You cannot take me away from my God. Oh, Karoma Sombelekata. Do not allow the situation to carry you from God. You cannot carry me away from my God. Oh, Shandarababaha. Beke borokota kabaraba, le mama mama, rokoto masandara baba, rekara baba. My situation. My situation. You cannot take me away from my God. You cannot take me away from my God. Oh, kabada baba, masandara baba. I will not allow my situation to take me away from my God. Oh, because my God is bigger than the situation. 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 Oh, Karianda Rababa, Le Kabra Shanda Rababa, Imama Masondo Rababa. Raba ba 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 ka ba da ba ba le ke re ba ba ada ba 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 ayato sendere ba ba. Oh, you cannot take me away from my God. I will not allow you to take me away from my God. Oh, I refuse to let you take me from my God. Oh, I refuse to let you take me away from my God. Ada da ba sendere ba ba rebebele kabro shandara ba ba. Likaraba baba baba, baya kada basandara baba, likabra shandara baba, baya kata baba baba, rakembaro kada baba masundara baba, ayatada baba baba, rekete kabara baba, lava baba kado shandara baba, makada baba baba, likabra shandara baba, masodele baba. I will not allow you. To take me from my God, da baba shandaraba, le kabra shandaraba, makota kata kata kata, raba kamba da baba baba, keba da baba shandaraba, roka ba da baba baba, adaba shandaraba, rakata da baba shandaraba, makeda da baba baba, makota kata kata baba. I will not allow you. Oh, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Something is still telling you, but the situation is there. But the situation is there. The situation has not changed. We want to declare, my God is bigger than the situation. My God is bigger than the situation.
Yes,
my God is bigger than the situation. Open your mouth and declare, Mention your situation and tell that situation, my God is bigger than you. My God is bigger. My God is bigger. In this pain, my God is bigger. In this pain, my God is bigger. Yes, my harvest has not come, but my God is bigger. Oh, my God is bigger. My God is bigger. My God is bigger. He's bigger than the situation. He's bigger than the situation. Oh, kadabababa. I have a big God. My God is bigger than the situation. My God is bigger than the situation. My God is bigger than the circumstance. My God is bigger than the circumstance. My God is bigger. I have a bigger God. I have a bigger God. I have a bigger God. He is the creator of the universe. He is the creator of the universe. He can recreate my circumstance. He can recreate my circumstance. He can recreate my circumstance. He can recreate this situation. Oh, karababababa. My God is bigger. 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 Oh, kababa ya kadada baba. Rekere baba baba. Shandara baba. Rebere baba baba. Shaketere baba. My God is bigger. Rekere baba baba. Oh, shakatada baba baba. Reba baba baba. Shada. Oh, kambaria tozo bereha. Ayan toro bobo. It's bigger than the pain in my body. He's bigger than the pain in my body. He's bigger than my sickness. He's bigger than my sickness. He's bigger than my discouragement. Oh, my God is bigger. My God is bigger. My God is bigger. My God is bigger. Makarababa. Sakatarababa. I have a bigger God. Remekele masunduruba. Makarababa. Imamama sunduruba. Prekere baba baba, rabele kete madumbra, raba baba baba kata, makota na baba. My God is bigger than the evil report. Ma karaba baba baba baba. Hey karaba baba baba. Yan karaba baba baba. You are bigger than the negative situation. Oh kariyama sonduro baba. Raba baba bale karaba baba. Rekendo basonduro baba. Yendere baba. Masuka karaba baba. Oh you are bigger. You are bigger. You are bigger. Raba baba kanduro bo. Mason kata bala baba. Kere baba baba, le mama mama, oh shandara baba, baya kontara baba. My God is bigger. My God is bigger. My God is bigger. My God is bigger. Oh shada bala baba kaba. Oh shede de mama mama. Thank you Lord. Raba baba baba shandara baba. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Therefore, we want to now declare. I will not die before my harvest. 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 Lift up your voice and declare, I will not die before my harvest. 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 I will not die. In all the situations, Joseph did not die. Joseph did not die. He kept hope alive. He did not die before his harvest. I will not die before my harvest. I will not die. I will not die before my harvest. 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 Oh, kabada baba. I will never die. I will not die before my harvest. Oh, kabazo brekada baba. I will not die before my harvest. 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 Oh, I will not die. 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 I will not die before my harvest. Makarababa, Nikarabababa, Rabababa, Rebele Karababa, Alamama, Akatarababa, Masadababa, Rebele Karababa, Makotarababa. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We are taking our last prayer. Genesis 41, verse 41 and 42. Genesis 41. Verse 41 and 42. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. Verse 42. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck. And put a gold chain around his neck. Yes. The prisoner had been decorated. Yes. The prisoner has been decorated.
Hallelujah.
The prisoner has been decorated. Oh, we want to declare, I will live. I will live. I will live. I will see. I will see. I will see. I will enjoy my harvest. I will live. I will live. And I will see. And I will see. And I will enjoy my harvest. Joseph lived to see. Joseph lived to see. Joseph lived. Joseph saw. And Joseph enjoyed the harvest. May you live. May you see. And may you enjoy the harvest this morning. Declare upon your life that I will live to see my harvest. I will live and I will see my harvest. I will enjoy my harvest. Somebody lift up your voice. Oh, kada ba 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 ba. I will live. I will see.
And I will enjoy my harvest.
I will enjoy my harvest. Roma Sandala Baba, I will live and enjoy. I will live and enjoy. I will live and enjoy. Oh, Kada Baba Baba, I will live to see my harvest. I will live to see my harvest. I will enjoy my harvest. I will be part of the harvest. I will be part of the harvest. I will be part of the harvest. I will not die before the harvest. I will be part of the harvest. Oh, Makada Baba, I will live to see my harvest. I will live. I will live, I will see, and I will enjoy my harvest. I will live, I will see, and I will enjoy my harvest. Oh, come, da ba ba ba, shanda da ba ba, lika da ba ba, lika ba da ba ba, rebele mama, makonda da ba ba ba, shanda la ba, rekalo shanda da ba ba. I will live, I will live, yes, I will live, I will see. I will see and I will enjoy my harvest. I will enjoy the harvest. The harvest the Lord has promised me, I will enjoy it. The harvest the Lord has promised me, I will enjoy it. The harvest the Lord has promised me, I will enjoy it. Oh, Karababa, Shandarababa, Le Kabras.
Yes, Sayaba, I will live.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see. I believe the moment Pharaoh said, see, Joseph remembered the dream. Somebody will see. You will see. You will see. You will see. The situation will not be the same.
Yes.
The situation will turn around to the glory of God. You will not die before it turns around. You will be a witness to it. Joseph was a witness. Joseph was a witness. He was part of it. Oh, you will not pray and die before the harvest. You will enter into your harvest. You will enter into the harvest. You will enter into the harvest and you will enjoy. You will enjoy. You will enjoy. You will enjoy. You remember that dream. You remember the things you have gone through and you will come to a conclusion. See what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. Lift up your voice and bless the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Thank God. Thank God for this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We thank you, 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 Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.